Yeah, I thought our operation in and out of the huddle, getting to the line of scrimmage, making our calls, and never really had a problem with the game clock at all. So I thought that was great. When you come out in the preseason and you want to make sure all those kinks are worked out. I just felt like we hurt ourselves a little bit too much. Can't throw an interception. Got to protect the ball. And, you know, outside of that, I thought the execution was there. But there's definitely potential for more big plays out of us, and we know that. Yeah, I just got to throw it to Gary, you know. I can't throw it to Micah. he made a great play, and me and Gary will continue to go on the same page, just like all the rest of the receivers. And it's going to come with time, but, you know, we're all just excited to get back into practice and then work on the things that we felt like we just didn't do good enough tonight.
Can you talk about just kind of setting the tone, starting out with a big play,
what's wrong? Yeah, you know, we like to be, like every offense, you want to be a big play offense. And TP's done some great things all throughout camp in the spring, and, you know, it translated to game day. And that was good to see. Good to see him go make a play on the ball and really show up on game day for us. That was awesome.
I don't know. It looked like Ponics was taking blame for that. Was there miscommunication on the route or anything?
Nah. Like I said, that's all on me. I just got to get the ball to him and not give the DB a chance to make a play. So we'll go back, watch it on tape. But, you know, I'm the one with the ball in my hands, and I'm making the decision. So that's not on Gary at all. That's on me.
Practice, you got that
other colored jersey on now. So how was it for you? I haven't been hit in a long time, man. It's just, you know, I was telling Coach and some of the guys that you don't want to get hit, but it feels good to just be back playing football, and it's truly a blessing. You know, so going out there on the field, it's there's no nerves or anxiousness. It's just excitement to be back out on the field playing the game that you love with great people. So I'm excited about it, and, you know, I can't wait to get back to practice. Yeah, when everyone's healthy, we have potential to be an extremely explosive offense. But that's just potential at this point. So we need those guys to get back out there, and we got to continue to work to make sure we're not hurting ourselves. And, you know, when we didn't hurt ourselves, we moved the ball up and down the field. And that was encouraging to see. The offense that Coach Jackson's put in, along with Pep Hamilton, is an extremely fun one to play in. And it's got a lot of options. So, you know, it's going to give us opportunities to make plays, but we have to make sure we're smart about it and play winning football. And we didn't do that tonight, but it starts with me, and I'll make sure we get the group ready to roll. No, I just got to get the ball out of my hands, and yeah, it's football. You're going to get hit every now and then. And, you know, after our two series of playing, I got a chance to go talk to offensive line, and you know, they're telling me, hey, we're going to be better, and I'm telling them, hey, I'm going to be better, and that's what you want. No one's pointing the finger at anyone. It's just all of us collectively trying to get to our goal, and our end goal is to win football games. So if that means I get hit 5 times a game or 10 times a game, if we win the game, that's all that matters. And we didn't do that tonight, and we'll make sure we play winning football against Atlanta.